To tell you a story about an elementary school teacher named Mrs. Thompson. As she stood in front of her fifth grade class on the first day of school, she told the children a lie. Like many teachers, she looked at her students and she said she loved them all the same. But that was impossible, because there in the front row, slumped in his seat, was a little boy named Teddy Stoddard. Mrs. Thompson had watched Teddy the year before and noticed that he did not play well with the other children. His clothes were messy. He always needed a bath and a haircut. And Teddy could be unpleasant, too. It got to the point where Mrs. Thompson would actually delight in marking his papers with big red X's and F's at the top of his paper. At the school where Mrs. Thompson taught, she was required to review each child's past records, but of course she put Teddy's off until last. However, when she did review his file, she was in for a surprise. Teddy's first grade teacher wrote, "Teddy is a bright child with a ready laugh. He does his work neatly and he has good manners. He's a joy to be around." His second grade teacher said, "Teddy's an excellent student, well-liked by his classmates, but he is troubled because his mother has a terminal illness and life at home must be a struggle." His third grade teacher wrote, "Teddy's mother's death has been very hard on him. He tries his best, but his father is overwhelmed and his home life will soon affect him." Teddy's fourth grade teacher wrote, "Teddy is withdrawn and does not show much interest in school. He doesn't have many friends and sometimes sleeps in class." By now, Mrs. Thompson realized the problem, and she was ashamed of herself. She felt even worse when her students brought her holiday presents all wrapped in ribbons and bright paper, but Teddy's was clumsily wrapped in a brown paper bag from a grocery store. Mrs. Thompson tried to open it in a way which made him feel good, but the children started to laugh when they found when she found a rhinestone bracelet with some of the stones missing and a bottle that was one quarter full of perfume. But she quieted the children's laughter when she exclaimed how beautiful the bracelet was and put on some of the perfume. Teddy stayed after school that day just long enough to say, "Mrs. Thompson, today you smelled the way my mom used to." After the children left, Mrs. Thompson cried for half an hour. On that very day, she stopped teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, and instead, she began teaching children. Mrs. Thompson paid particular attention to Teddy, and as she worked with him, his mind seemed to come alive. The more she encouraged him, the faster he responded. By the end of the year, Teddy had become the best kid in the class, and despite her lie that she would love the children all the same, Teddy was one of the teacher's pets. A year later, Mrs. Thompson found a note under her door from Teddy, telling her that she was the best teacher he ever had. 6 years went by before she got another note from Teddy. He had written that he had finished high school, third in his class, and she was still the best teacher he ever had. 4 more years passed, and she got another letter saying that while things had been tough, he had stuck with it. He was about to graduate from college with honors. He assured Mrs. Thompson that she was still the best teacher he ever had in his whole life. Then 4 more years passed, and yet another letter came. This time he explained that after he got his college degree, he decided to go further. The letter thanked her for all her help, but now his name was a little longer. The letter was signed, Theodore F. Stoddard, M.D. The story does not end there. You see, there was yet another letter the following spring. Teddy said that he met a girl and he was getting married. He explained that his father had died a couple of years before, and he was wondering if Mrs. Thompson might agree to sit in the place at the wedding that was usually reserved for the mother of the groom. Of course, Mrs. Thompson accepted. And guess what? She wore that bracelet, the one with several rhinestones missing. She made sure that she was wearing the perfume that Teddy's mom used to wear. At the wedding, Dr. Stoddard whispered in Mrs. Thompson's ear, "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson, for believing in me. Thank you so much for making me feel important and showing me that I could make a difference." Mrs. Thompson, with tears in her eyes, whispered back, "Teddy, you have it all wrong. You were the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach until I met you." In our parsha, Parshas Bo, we're introduced to the concept of Jewish education, v'higata labincha, teach your children. We're told about the four different types of children with different skills and abilities and talents. Every child grows by way of love and respect. That is the key to successful education. If we believe in our children and our students, we will be successful.